Over the last 20 years, the connection between body and mind has become much clearer. Scientists can now give rational, biological explanations for everything from dreams to schizophrenia. Sometimes, though, the explanation does nothing to diminish the experience. That was the case for a patient of physician and commentator David Watts.
"Word sure do get around when the circus come to town, don't it?" he said, referring to the crowds of nurses and interns come to see the cowboy who wouldn't take off his boots. "They only come off when I sleep and make love," he said, "and the hospital's no place for neither." Vernon Dalton had a heart murmur. "Fine by me," he said, "5 holes better than 4 any day. More love gets out." The problem was it gave him extra beats that bumped and rattled in his chest. His doctor sent him to the city to find out if it was dangerous. In his hospital gown and boots, Vernon was hooked up to telemetry, heartbeat and misfire sent on radio waves to the nursing station down the hall, where the cardiac nurse kept her eye out for bad news. "We gave him xylocaine to numb the errant heartbeats. Problem is, it can numb part of the brain as well, make some people go nuts." Vernon was lying in his bed, minding his own business, which wasn't very much at the time, when one of his chest leads came unsnapped. Bells went off, lights flashed down at the nursing station, and Vernon looked up to see a flat line on his monitor screen. "I'm dead," he said, and closed his eyes. And he felt himself falling backwards, space closing over him like water over stone. He felt something cool and attractive off to his left. He could hear his mother's voice calling, and he wanted to go there. But he seemed to be headed to that hot place off to his right instead. Just then the nurse walks in the room and snaps the lead back on his chest. The alarm stops. Heartbeats appear on the screen. "I'm alive," he said. "Alive again. Resurrected. I must be Jesus Christ." Vernon stands up in the middle of his bed, boots and all, and starts reciting scripture. He points his finger at the old lady in the bed next to him and says, "You will be my first disciple." The nurse shuts off his xylocaine. It took a long time for Vernon to touch ground again. By then, he had deputized 11 souls and delivered his Sermon on the Mount in the doctor's coffee room. His heart condition was harmless, and we sent him home. Last I heard, he'd become a right Christian young man who wanted to be reunited with his mother in heaven. He got a night job, appearing at a revival in one of those big tents, the ones with the out-of-tune pianos and the wide vibrato gospel choirs, telling the multitudes who came to see him about the time he died with his boots on and came back to life.
David Watts is a poet and a doctor in San Francisco.